The result of the judge's actions mean Missouri health plans have to include no-cost options for contraceptives. Senate Bill 759, approved after the state legislature overrode the governor's veto last year, would have required insurance companies to exclude birth control coverage if employers had religious objections. The bill was supposed to take effect at the beginning of the year, but it was temporarily put on hold after a statewide insurance coalition filed a legal challenge to the law. Brent Butler is with the coalition and says the lawsuit wasn't about the politics of the law, but the situation put insurers in a bind.
The way it was set up, if you follow the federal law, you're violating state law. If you follow state law, you're violating federal law. So that's why the challenge was made, so that they could, do business, essentially.
A U.S. District Court in eastern Missouri has now struck down the Missouri law, ruling that federal law trumps state law in these instances. The Missouri Attorney General's office hasn't said whether they plan to appeal the ruling. Meanwhile, the so-called federal birth control mandate has faced strong objections and legal challenges from some religious and non-religious groups around the country, including several in Missouri. They allege the no-cost contraceptive coverage violates their religious and moral freedom. Earlier this year, a court dismissed a lawsuit filed by the St. Louis Archdiocese and Catholic Charities. At the same time, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is in the process of revising the rule. Alana Gordon, KCUR News.